We're here with Kyle Redd coach Jessica Raymond after Concordia's win in the semifinals of the MIC playoffs. The difference in the game, obviously, you only allowed them to have 48 points. Was one of the keys going to man-to-man after they started to light it up a little bit in the first half?
Well, you know, we kind of figured that they run a similar offense, both versus the man and the zone, and starting the game in man, and then they got into a rhythm, and so we tried to switch it up a little bit on them. And I, you know what? I think the kids just buckled down really tough on the defensive end of things. And one of the other things I thought that was crucial and important is, for the most part, we took care of the basketball really well, and we took our time in the offensive end of things, which, you know, if they don't have the ball in their hands, they can't score either. So that was a little bit something that we talked about, the fact that our offense can kind of help out and be part of that defensive end of things. We knew rebounding was going to be a key tonight, and I think the transition stuff that we ran, I think, you know, both teams' legs got tired, and we ended up hitting some shots with tired legs, and some of their shots were short, and we got the rebound, which I think was a huge key, and that's where you saw the run come from.
Talk a little about when it started the game, everybody was hitting three-pointers. And I was like, Coach, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because suddenly everybody's relying just on sitting back on the arc and just chucking up the three-pointer.
In fact, I turned to my assistants and I said, we need to get some post touches and we need to not keep shooting only three-pointers. And, you know, then it, you know, it started to change and switch a little bit. And sometimes when that happens, the team can, like you said, just start looking for that and then not hit the offensive boards. And it took us a little time. I think in the second half we did a much better job hitting the offensive boards, and that made a big difference.
Tied at the half, did you make any adjustments at halftime?
We talked a little bit about defensively, making sure that we were helping on the people we needed to help on because they post up a lot of guards. And offensively, we talked about, you know, the execution of things. We were walking through the plays instead of running through them. And then just getting to the basket and being aggressive going to the basket no matter who they had inside in the post, because their posts were helping out quite a bit on the drive. So that was a big thing. And then just keep pushing it, you know, get it up the floor and see what we got. And if we don't have anything, set it up.
Finally, how big is it to play at home in front of your home crowd when things start to get a little bit bad? The home crowd is there for you and you don't have to travel.
They were awesome tonight. I can't even tell you, the energy in the gym was fantastic. Them just being here and cheering on the girls, I can't tell you how much they appreciate it. And our coaching staff, it was fantastic, because there's so many times, you know, when we go on the road or sometimes when we're at home, you have to kind of create your own energy and try to get things rolling. And our tried and trues were here, and the student section showed up, and it was awesome.
Good luck on Saturday.
Thanks.